Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back for another episode where today we are talking about, what are we talking about, Liz?
Gratitude.
Talking about gratitude. We're talking about
the gratitude.
The gratitude with the big fat booty.
That's right. So I texted Brooke the other day. And I was like, I saw a post that someone had made and posted on Pinterest, and it said something along the lines, and I'm not remembering this exactly, but you guys will know what I mean. And the post was just like saying how just remembering to be grateful for where you're at, because what you have right now is something that past you wanted and manifested, and you got it. But since we're manifesting bitches, we are always trying to get some new cool shit going on. And it sometimes we're like so busy working towards our goals, I think, that we forget to stop and literally just exist in the things that we've already manifested. And like, what does that even look like?
Yeah.
How do you stop? How do you stop and exist?
I think it honestly takes somebody saying out loud to me anyways, what would 25, 26 year old you think of yourself now? Like, and then I'm like, oh my God, the things I wanted 2 years ago and now I have them. Like, when did that fucking happen? How did I get them?
For me in particular, 3 years ago is what I have now is what I wanted 3 years ago. And it's something, the life that I'm living now is something that probably just seemed nothing more than a fever dream to her. Like, it's something she wanted and she was manifesting it and fully believing it was possible, but just not knowing how it was going to happen. And that's like part of manifesting, right? Is that you just believe you're working towards and you're going to get this thing that you want.
That you want.
But you don't necessarily know how it's going to happen. And that's like part of the whole thing is not knowing how everything is going to play out. But it does. And I don't know. This is going to be really weird, but I was going pee at work the other day. And that's when the thought hit me, was when I was peeing. Does that ever happen to you?
Oh,
do you ever
yeah.
have great thoughts when you're peeing?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah. So I was just sitting there and I was like, you know, it started off with, this bathroom is so nice. The bathroom at my office is really nice, you guys. It has like, they just have shelves full of free products, like hair ties, floss, mouthwash, hairspray, deodorant, like tampons, pads, things that we would put in our bathrooms at home. And I was really appreciating in that moment. I was like, I really appreciate this bathroom. It's so nice. And it's a small thing for a company to do, to put those things in the bathroom, but it makes a really big difference. And I notice it, and it's a small little thing. And then I started thinking, I was like, you know, I'm really grateful for this bathroom. And then I was like, I am so grateful for my job because I love my job. And then I was like, I am so grateful for my life. I love my life. And then I started thinking, and I'm sitting there on the toilet existing, right? And I was just like, I am so grateful for the things that I have and 3 years ago, I would have never thought that I could live this life in 3 years. And I was at a super, super low point. 2020 was when I got divorced and decided I needed to make a drastic change in my life, in my relationships, in my careers, in where I was living. Essentially everything had to go. Everything had to be overhauled. And that was a really scary thing at the time, because I was looking at it like, oh my God, everything has to change. And it felt so stressful. It felt like I couldn't see a light at the end of the tunnel. I didn't know what was at the end of the tunnel. I didn't know shit about shit. And I don't know. I was just sitting there on the toilet, really just existing and being grateful. And I was like, if only I could show her a little glimpse as to what was to come. And maybe then she could breathe just for a moment and trust that everything was going to be okay.
I think that's part of being able to properly manifest, is imagining that your future self is speaking to you and just saying like, dude, I know shit sucks right now. I've got us though. Like, I've got us. It's going to be great. It's going to be fine. You just got to hold on.
Just hold the fuck on. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so, not that the only way to be grateful for your life is on the toilet, but it's a great place.
Yo, sometimes when I'm on the toilet, I am not grateful for my life. I'm fighting for my life. Okay. I know. If you know, you know. Okay.
You know. And so then I was thinking to myself, I don't do this very often. I don't sit and like I express gratitude in a lot of ways on a daily basis, because I am a firm believer that showing the universe how grateful I am for what I have will only bring me more things to be grateful for. But like, how often should I be practicing this on a daily basis? Should I like be trying to set aside, just maybe I should associate the toilet with gratitude. Maybe every time I sit down on the toilet, I should go, I love my life. like, I don't know. We get so busy. We get so caught up. And, I, not only do I have all of the things that I wanted 3 years ago, but I have more. And I don't remember how long ago this was, but I know I shared this on the podcast multiple times. My mantra for a long time was, show me how good it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And it only keeps getting better.
Yeah. Like, that was your mantra, the way that I just want to see what I can get away with was mine.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. So I don't know. That just hit me on the toilet the other day. Thought I'd have to share.
Girl, things be hitting me on the toilet too.
This whole episode is going to turn into potty talk.
Dude. You know, some poop talk. I gotta stop. I literally just sent Liz a picture of a fake turd on my face.
Oh my God, you did. And it's disgusting. It looks very real.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mia's also trying to rip my panini off the table. Go on, girl. You cannot panini. Have that. I mean, my non-bread. Girl, let me call it a panini if I want.
I am calling you out to the whole audience right now. Putting you on blast for calling
Leave
that
me and my panini alone.
So yeah, I don't know. I guess it's like a message to, if you just take a fucking minute to think about all the things you've been manifesting, or if you're in the maybe. You right now are in the situation the down and dirty situation. You are at rock bottom and you're waiting for your manifestations to happen, then maybe just take it from us, take it from other people, and try to imagine your future self being like, I got you, bitch.
Yes.
We got this. You don't have to worry because I did it. Like, you did it. You do it. So don't fucking worry.
I can't really think of what the fuck is that curl doing?
It's so cute.
I look like the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh,
the hill that's all curled around in a circle, and Jack and Sally
it's
are
perfect.
What the heck is it doing? I can't.
It's perfect.
I can't think of.
My antidepressants are at the door. Let me.
Oh, go get them. Go get them. You wouldn't want anyone to snatch your happiness. Wait, I didn't even realize the door was over there.
Thank you. Bye.
Brought to you live by Adult.
Guys, listen.
Oh yeah, listen to that pill ASMR. I can't even think of what I wanted this time 3 years ago. So this time 3 years ago was what? It was 2020, and
June.
We were dead in the middle of the pandemic.
Oh, we weren't in the middle yet. It had just started.
Wait.
That shit had just started.
March, April, May, June. Okay, yeah, it had just started. I'd say the middle was more like 2021. We were right in the middle, or right in the beginning of the pandemic, and honestly, I don't know, like, what the hell I could have possibly been manifesting, because I didn't know what the next, like, month was going to look like. And yeah. I can't remember the last time that I actively tried to manifest something. And I think that because I know how powerful it is, I'm almost like scared at this point in my life to do it. Because the last time that I did it, my whole life was upended, as if I had like freaking Moldavite in my pocket or something. So part of me is just like, if I do let the universe show me how good it gets, what part of my life is going to fall apart so other things can fall together? I can't like deal with it right now. So like, I don't know. I don't want to manifest a new job or anything like that. I am happy at my job. I like what I do. I don't want to manifest like there. I mean, there's really nothing I can think of off the top of my head. I want to feel more like I'm
existing in what you already manifested.
Well, no, I just want to feel like I'm living. Like, I felt stagnant for, you know, months now, and like, I want to start manifesting something different. But with that being said, this is about gratitude. So let me just say that at 21 years old, I was broke as a joke, didn't know what type of style I wanted in my home, which is very big for me, didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I just graduated college. Never in a million years would I have placed myself where I am right now. And that is something to be really, 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 really grateful for, because not everybody is as fortunate as we are to have a good bit of shit figured out by this age. Granted, we were kind of forced into figuring a good bit of shit out early because of like trauma and losing our parents and shit. But like, that in itself is something to be really grateful for. Because if we're this great at 27, what the fuck are we going to look like at 37?
I have been manifesting for years that every year I just get hotter.
Yes.
Every year I just get fucking hotter, and it keeps happening.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm so damn sexy.
Sorry, but you know, You know what it is that makes us hot? It's happiness. It's us being happy that makes us hot. And because we're happy, we're able to keep up with our skincare routines and our health and wellness, whatever that is. And we're able to do our executive functions. We're out here doing it because we're medicated. And we did all the things to, you know, we didn't just wake up one day and we're like, oh, we're happy now. We had to make that shit happen. And I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast before, but I saw a post a while ago that said, happiness is a habit. And I have been on a big habit kick recently in just understanding how habits can be like compounding interest over time. And, you know, like I go to the gym now 4 times a week and I do a 30-minute workout, but doing a 30-minute workout 4 times a week over the course of 20 years is going to benefit my health in a great way. And even though if I go to the gym one time, you're not going to see anything. I could work out for 10 hours if I had the capability and I would see nothing. But working out for 30 minutes almost every day for years and years and years, that is what's going to make a difference. And habits. So I've been on a habit kick, and happiness is kind of a habit. Like I have put myself in a position where I'm able to make this decision because I wasn't able to just be happy before in the circumstances I was in, but I am choosing to be happy now because I have given myself the things that make me happy. And now I choose to be happy and I try to do it as often as I can. And it's like kind of a habit. I'm just like a happy person again, because it's a habit. I'm used to it. Mm-hmm. I'm used to being happy now.
Yeah. We are so far removed from being the people who wake up on Saturday and cry because you feel like you're supposed to be doing something, but you don't feel like doing anything at all. Like that to me is the epitome of sadness and depression. And now when that feeling, like if I feel even the tiniest inkling of it, I'm like, whoa, not used to that anymore. We're not bringing that back. We don't want anything to do with that. Let's call a friend. Can I phone a friend? Can I ask someone on the street? Like, yep. That's a really good, you are just fucking full of the wisdom today, bitch. You're over here like, oh yes, all the happy memories means you were happy in that apartment. Oh my God. Yes. I am used to being happy. What?
Oh yeah.
Like I need you to get on that plane a little bit quicker the next week and get out here, please. I need that energy in and around my entire being. Okay, that sounded really, I don't need you in me. No. But I like that a lot. I think, you know, when we start working on our little passion project for this podcast, which, not to give anything away, but it's somewhat of a journal-y type of thing-ish, journal/grimoire/something-something, we need to have, like, our sayings, like, in that book, like, see what you can get away with, I want to see how good it can get used to being happy, like that type of shit. Just like, I don't know about anybody else listening to this, but like, it really just does it for me, you know? It really does it. I like it.
And you made an Instagram post like a couple weeks ago about one of them was like, feel the fear and do it anyway. That one resonates with me like hell, because because up until now, like now, I'm like doing it and I'm not scared anymore. But my entire 20s, I was doing things that scared me and I did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those things landed me in some places I didn't want to be. And then I had to do it again to get me out.
Yeah. We're going to have many more moments in our lives where we're going to be scared and we're just going to have to tell each other, feel the fear and do it anyways, bitch. Yep. But because I feel like the one thing about our friendship is like, no matter what, we will not like let the other person feel disappointed in themselves if we can help it. You know, I feel like we always really try to, regardless of what happens, we don't like to let the other person beat themselves up over what they feel or how they think they should feel, or like if they're scared to do something or if they whatever.
Well, yeah, because
we're going to be encouraging.
We've both overcome so much shit. It's like unbelievable. And at this point, I mean, I have legitimately thought this to myself with like a grain of salt because I'm not asking the universe to try me right now. But I have thought to myself, there is no situation that I can't handle. Literally, there isn't. I have already been thrown in the fire, and not saying that it could get worse, but
I feel like it's gonna get worse.
because of all of those things, I now like each trial and tribulation gave me added tools to my toolbox. So as I've gone on in life, things just don't seem as bad, I guess you could say, because I have more and more and more tools to handle it. And I have more wisdom, and I have more friends and support and love and money. And there is like literally nothing I can't handle. There really isn't. And knocking on wood, I'm not asking for shit. Universe. But I'm almost saying that with a form of as a form of gratitude. Like I am grateful to be who I am because we both could have turned out bad. We both were dealt like a really shitty deck of cards. And if anybody listening was dealt a really shitty, is that the saying? Deck of hand of cards. That's
Shitty hand of cards.
shitty hand of cards. You
We
guys
got
know.
the whole deck though. Why not? We got
Yeah,
the whole deck.
you guys know I'm not good at sayings here. But yeah, it's almost just if there's anything, I'm not one to be like, oh, find gratitude in all of your bad circumstances. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just grateful that we turned out the way we did. And there is literally no fucking shit I can't do. There isn't. There isn't. I can do
There ain't
everything.
nothing she can't DIY. There ain't nothing she can't hang up in a plaster wall. I've seen it with my own two eyes. There ain't nothing she can't lift and carry across the street.
That's
She is
right.
that bitch.
That's right.
That's right. You heard it here first, folks. That's right.
That's right.
Dude,
So, you know,
mosquito bites have eaten me up this week. The fuck?
I got one right on my neck the other day, and it looked like a hickey. And I was like, come on, man, are you serious? Right on my fucking neck.
God. You and Josh getting
I didn't.
I just fucking called to go to Josh again.
Oh my God.
Don't let him know.
But, you know, so this was just an episode. This was just, I don't know. I just felt compelled to talk about gratitude because the toilet was calling me to.
The toilet talks.
The toilet talks. And
Dude, this reminds me. Remember when we had the manifestation constipation?
yeah.
And it's like now you sit on the toilet and it helps you realize
Oh my God.
shit.
And that episode was about us feeling like our manifestations weren't coming true
Yeah.
because we were both manifesting lots of shit and it wasn't fucking happening. And now we were manifested, manifestation. We had manifestation constipation. And now we're grateful for our manifestations on the toilet. Look at that full circle.
Sitting on a toilet. Sitting on a toilet. Sitting on a toilet. Sitting on
That's right.
a toilet.
Well,
Shit.
so I mean, obviously, the star egg for this episode has to be a
A
toilet.
toilet. Go
Duh.
comment a toilet on the new post. Thank you
And
very much.
go listen to that manifestation constipation episode if you're str or if you just want to like listen, but especially if you're at a place where you feel like your manifestations aren't coming true. live feedback. You can listen to us bitch about our shit not working.
Yup, yup.
Right after you listened to present us talking about how we got it. And hopefully that could maybe be encouraging.
Yes, exactly. And who knows? Oh my God, maybe we should have like manifestation check-ins, like
kind of like checking things off your vision board.
Yeah, maybe we should have that. Maybe we should.
You know what everybody needs to do?
What?
First of all, every single one of you bitches needs to sign up for a free Canva account if you don't already have one. Because make your vision board in Canva. It's so much fun. And then have a vision board with everything that you want. And then have a blank vision board. And every time you get something, move it over to that vision board. And then you can see, here are all the things I manifested. And you moved it from this vision board to your I have it board.
Dude, the days when I used to make vision boards and shit, them were the days.
I haven't made one in a long time, but I kind of want to make another one.
I want to make another one.
I'll make one in Canva. Make it look pretty.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And if any of you guys have vision boards or make them after you listen to this episode, take a picture of it and snap it in the Cosmic Coven Facebook group, dude. I want to see it.
For real. We should do that. We should have a vision board sharing sesh.
But yeah, so go comment toilets our episode post. And yeah, thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next one.
See you on the next one.
Bye.